batu mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
Islands stretching between two oceans, studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else, dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Tourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. Exploring nature in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Eco-friendly resorts, providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Thinking of Van der Wijk. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Hati yang luka, cinta sederhana, kau kuat. Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellaneous, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ada yang bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya.
Before breaking the fast, it is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is truly very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? From Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us Voice of Indonesia. Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu tentunya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kuo, or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
so, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So, knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau Angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Ravana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Unlike other traditional arts, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
Puppet Must Be and Karawitan Classical Javanese Music Art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art ramas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tapi and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tapi uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tapi is colorful.
That's the explanation of Tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang Tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang Tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang Tafib was created as Tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang Tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, Tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik, kemudian
I try to introduce you to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Wayang yang apa tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, itu aja polanya.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching curve, so it still runs in kraton. Seeds are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kerabat.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself respected the Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ada generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. Ya, if it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Indonesia.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Kupungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Duhai rembulan, tahan dulu matahari datang. Malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini jangan pulang.
Hello, my listeners. Thank you for staying tuned at Voice of Indonesia. I'm Nuka, and I'll present you several information that happens throughout the week on Highlight of the Week. Let's begin with the first info, where government ensures national rice production surplus. The Indonesian government is targeting that Indonesia will not need to import rice by maintaining an annual surplus in a range of 5 to 6 million tons. Dora Pardede has the details.
The Indonesian government has ensured that the national rice production until April 2025 is a surplus compared to that of the previous year, which was around 2.8 to 3 million tons. This was conveyed by Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono in his statement to the media after a meeting with President Prabowo at the Merdeka Village, Jakarta, Wednesday. Sudaryono said that President Prabowo acts to maintain this positive trend. Sudaryono also explained that the government is targeting Indonesia will not need to import rice by maintaining an annual surplus in the range of 5 to 6 million tons.
Our production is around 30 million every year. 30 to 31 million. Well, we want it. If we really do not want to import rice, then there must be a surplus of at least 5 to 6 million in a year.
Sudaryono further explained, to ensure increased production, the government emphasized the importance of accelerating the agricultural process. Farmers are expected to immediately replant after harvest so that in 1 year they can harvest up to 3 times. Facing the dry season in 2025, Sudaryono said the government has prepared a pumping step as an agricultural strategy for farmers so as to maintain the national food stock. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Next, we have an info about Minister of Villages highlight crucial role of Attorney General's Office in supporting transparency in village fund management. The Indonesian government continues its efforts to ensure that the management of the village fund remains transparent and well-targeted. The Minister of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, highlights the crucial role of the Attorney General's Office in overseeing this process, particularly through the Jaga Desa application. Ofra has the details.
The Minister of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, emphasized the strategic role of the Attorney General's Office in promoting transparency and accountability in the management of the village fund. He conveyed this during a meeting with Attorney General Este Burhanuddin at the main building of the Attorney General's Office in Jakarta on Wednesday. According to him, the synergy between the Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and the Attorney General's Office is crucial, especially through the Jaga Desa application, which has helped village leaders to directly report various problems in their villages.
Luar biasa support dari Kejaksaan Agung Republik Indonesia.
The support from the Indonesian Attorney General's Office is really amazing, especially with the presence of a special application, Jaga Desa. This application greatly assists village leaders in directly reporting problems in their villages. It serves both as a guide and a preventive measure against undesirable practices in managing the village fund, which totals a significant amount nationwide.
In addition, the Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions considers collaboration with law enforcement agencies, particularly the Attorney General's Office, is essential to ensure that these funds are used according to regulations and have a tangible impact on village communities. Going forward, this synergy will be further strengthened to more effectively enhance the capacity of the village officials in managing state finances.
Waste management priority government prepares comprehensive strategy is our next info. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will form a task force to accelerate national waste management through the preparation of infrastructure and technology. Dora Pardede has the details.
The waste problem in various regions is a concern and priority for President Prabowo Subianto. This was conveyed by the Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, in his press statement, after a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the Red and White Cabinet at the Merdeka Village, Jakarta, Wednesday. Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono revealed that as a concrete step to address the waste problem, President Prabowo has ordered the formation of a task force to accelerate national waste management that will focus on infrastructure and the implementation of technology-based policies. According to Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, this task force will be tasked with evaluating 12 cities designated as cities that focus on waste management in accordance with Presidential Regulation number 35 of 2018 regarding the acceleration of the installation of waste processing facilities into electrical energy based on environmentally friendly technology.
Tentu Satgas ini akan melakukan.
Of course, the task force will evaluate what has been running so far. There has been Presidential Regulation number 35 of 2018, meaning it has been running for about 7 years. There are 12 cities in Indonesia that must focus on waste management and are even expected to be able to convert waste into energy.
In addition to forming a National Waste Management Acceleration Task Force, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono explained that building public awareness and concern in handling waste problem is important, one of which is by increasing education and socialization regarding waste management from an early age in school. Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono also explained that the government will also focus on implementing technology and strengthening infrastructure in handling waste from upstream to downstream. As part of the national effort, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said the government will also present a national movement for a clean Indonesia from waste to increase public awareness and ensure that waste management is carried out sustainably.
Indonesian Ministry of Health said that public urged to be aware of hearing loss early. The public is urged to be more aware of hearing loss at an early stage. During a webinar entitled Changing Mindset, Empower Yourself, Let's Make Ear and Hearing Care a Reality for All on Thursday, the Director of Communicable Disease Prevention and Control at the Indonesian Ministry of Health